gladness of heart,
gladness of
and meekness of spirit.
Hallelujah. My understanding,
my understanding
is enlightened.
Is enlightened.
It's your word.
It's your word.
There's no error in your word.
There's no error in your word.
As we look into your word,
as we look into your word,
we behold you.
We behold you.
In us.
In us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with your Bibles?
Yes, sir.
Are you with your Bibles?
Yes, sir.
Want to do a little study today? Are you with your Bibles? Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians. Some people come for meetings without mighty materials. Strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I wanted to start from chapter 1, but I don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to look at some things. We'll touch some things. Hallelujah. Within the shortest possible time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Do you know who you are in Christ?
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you in chapter 3?
Yes,
let's start from verse 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 3, from verse 1, right? Are you there? Okay. Let's go. He says, do we begin to commend ourselves, or do we need some other epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You know, we were discussing something from chapter 2 concerning how the triumph through the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're not writing, should we begin to commend ourselves? Verse 2, it says, you are our epistle, written in our hearts and clearly read of all men. Say clearly, you are an epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not by ink. Please take note. Written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, the living Adonai. Hallelujah. Not on tablets of stones, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember the word I showed us, Ages, right? Hallelujah. Verse 4. He says, and we have such trust through Christ towards God. Now, he says, now I wanted to pay close attention with how Paul uses a word very wonderfully here. So you need to snap. We don't be in the dark about it. Hallelujah. Now he says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of, to think of anything as being from ourselves. Remember, I said if you go through chapter 2, we're talking about the gospel. Now he's saying something here. He said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who has made us sufficient as ministers, hallelujah, of the new covenant. You know, I always say it's not new, it is renewed, hallelujah, because of the word that is used, hallelujah, hallelujah, of the renewed covenant, hallelujah. It says, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Say, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Just look at the word he uses here. Before we progress, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves. Now he used that word thrice. Are you hearing me? But you see, we need to get what Paul was communicating. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He used a word in three different forms. Now, first of all, he said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves. Not that we are able of ourselves. He used the word hikalos there to describe that word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves. That is, to be able. Not that we are competent of ourselves. Meaning we do not, our ability. Now, the next word, he says, tells us what he was talking about. He said, to think of anything as being from ourselves. Do you understand me? Now, he's not talking about from his spirit, he's talking about from himself. Like he is. Now, he said, our sufficiency is not from ourselves. Meaning, we are not able to be fit. He cannot. Are you listening to me? Competent. The same word is used in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. I mean, chapter 15, verse 9. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Let's look at how those words were used. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Are you there? Verse 9. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? I'm there. Now, it says, for I am the least of the apostles who am not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. Now, the word worthy, some the old King James will say, I am not meet. Are you hearing me? I'm not able. I'm not sufficient. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now, this is relying on man's ability. Are you hearing that? Now, he goes further. He uses the word sufficient. He cannot as regards to man's ability, of his own ability, or his own competence. Now, let's go ahead. You can also read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Hallelujah. Now he's used another word. He says, but our sufficiency. Now, you know, we believe the word sufficient, I am sufficient. Okay, we'll get there. Hallelujah. Another word is used. Now, he cannot taste. Now that is the word tagged ability. Do you understand me? Now, remember, he said, I'm not able, relying on man's ability, relying on his own personal ability. Now, he says, but our ability. You understand that? But our ability is from who? It's from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see that. Now, the word sufficiency, he would have used another word. Now, there's another word that is translated sufficiency in the scripture to mean when somebody is content. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 9, verse 8. Let's look at something there. There's another word Paul did not use. Now, the reason why I'm showing us these two words is so that we understand what Paul was trying to communicate. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Hallelujah. Now, he says, and God is able. Now, the word able is do notice. Now, God is able to make. Now, the word able is the word to capable. Do you understand? Now, he said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things. Do you see that? Now, the word sufficiency is not the word he cannot is. It's another word that means being content. Are you hearing me? Now, Paul didn't use the same word for this place. So that when he talks about our sufficiency is from God, you know, sometimes I've heard some people say our contentment. You know, our sufficiency, our contentment is from God. No, he's not talking about that. He said our ability is what Paul is referring to. Hallelujah. If he had wanted to talk about our contentment, he would have used a word that is spelled A-U-T-A-R-K-E-I-A, which is pronounced otakia. He would have used that word. He would have used that word, otakia. But he used the word he cannot is. I see that. Now he's talking about an ability that is from within. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same word is, you find that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, to when he spoke about that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he says, we are not sufficient of ourselves, right? To think of many things and being from ourselves, but our ability is of God. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The believer's ability is of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And who is God? In our heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Let's get back to our scripture. We are preaching the gospel in this month, spreading the gospel. Spreading the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, who has made us sufficient ministers of the new covenant? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Now, another word is used. The word is hikamau. Now, he used three, almost the same word, to say, some to pass across a message. First of all, he used the word that we are not sufficient of ourselves, but our ability is on God, who has made us sufficient ministers. The word for sufficient minister is the word to qualify. He cannot to qualify. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I can say a believer is qualified to preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Did you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's some people who say, oh, I'm not yet a pastor to preach the gospel. You know, I showed you that, right? That the work of the pastors, the apostles, the pastor teachers, apostles, prophets, and the ministry gift is for what? Is for what? Is for what? Equipping the saints, charismos, right? Equipping the saints is the work of the ministry. Right? Right? Right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is to say, the work of the past, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers is a what? To edify to equip the saints. To equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Meaning, it's not for them to do the work of the ministry alone, it's for the saints to do the work of the ministry. Meaning, the equipping of the saints is seen in the work of the ministry which they do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the edifying of the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If a pastor comes, if anybody comes and preach the word to you, and all you hear is condemnation, all you hear is hell, and you feel condemned, you are not edified. It's not the gospel. Are you hearing me? The gospel brings edification to the believers. Are you hearing me? Now, is we as the saints that are sent to do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Now, these are there to edify us, to equip us. Hallelujah. Catechism for us so that we can adorn the ministry work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Paul is saying our sufficiency is of God. Our ability, the inner working ability of the believer is of God. Hallelujah. Who has made us what? Sufficient ministers, qualified ministers. I'm qualified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Qualified ministers of the new covenant. Qualified ministers. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God has qualified us. Are you hearing me? You've been qualified to preach the gospel. You don't need to go to a pastoral school. No, all you need is to hear the word. Now, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me show you something. Let's go run down to 2 Timothy. Let me show you something in 2 Timothy. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Oh, he says, look at what he said. He says, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance, persecution, affliction, what happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecution I endured, and out of them the Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. Look at what he says. You have carefully followed after my doctrine, after my teaching. Now let's go back. What was Paul's teaching? Let's go back chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? Chapter 2. Look at what he said. Chapter 2. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 6. He says, okay, let's just look at verse 8. He said, remember, look at his doctrine. Remember. Now, he's putting Timothy to remembrance. Verse 8. He said, remember that Jesus of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Did you see that? Now he said, you followed my teaching. Now he's remembering him. His gospel, the gospel. Hallelujah. Did you see that? He's remembering him, the gospel. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are sufficient. We've been qualified to preach the gospel. All you need to do is to be under the influence of what? Of your pastor. Listen to the words. Hallelujah. And you study, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you are qualified. See, that is your, once you're born again, you are qualified. All you need to do is to be under his influence, hallelujah.
Amen.
Be under the message, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse chapter 4 of that 2 Timothy. I charge you, therefore, before God. You know, he has told him, how he has known the Holy Scripture and things like that. And I said, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus, whom will judge the living and the dead at the appearing, at his appearing and his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Did you see that?
Yes,
he told Timothy, preach the word. At another point, told Timothy, he said, you should commit also to faithful brethren. The word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So,
yeah.
Timothy was to teach, was to preach what he has heard Paul preach. And the people, Timothy was to commit the gospel to which are the people who are with him, and to preach what Timothy is preaching, which is what Paul is saying. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The message is one. Hallelujah. Yeah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He said, preach the word. The word therefore preach, I've told you, hallelujah, is keruso.
Mm.
To preach the word. To proclaim the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proclaim the word. Publish. Another word used is publish the word. Hallelujah. Publish the word. The gospel you've heard. Hallelujah. Heard the man of God said something today. He said, a member of their church actually had to listen. There was a meeting he held, and the member had to put it down in a book. Publish the word. Are you hearing me? Most of the writings of E.W. Kenyon, he didn't write it while he was alive. Or did he? No, he didn't. Hallelujah. Publish the word. Hallelujah. The message, the gospel, publish it. People listen to his message and wrote it word for word. Have books, some of the books we have today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we've been given a charge to preach the word. It's our commitment. We'll preach the word. We'll say the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. Say, I'm sufficient.
I'm sufficient.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where is our abilities inside? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our abilities inside. He said he has made us minister of the new covenant. He doesn't use the word, say not of the letter. You know, some people think it is not of the letter. Logos, the letter. Hallelujah. Rema. The word. He said, not of the Logos. Say the Logos. Some people say, the Logos, kill it. Hey! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yet the Bible says, your word. He said, my word is quick and active. Living and active. The word for word there is Logos. Hallelujah. The word used there, listen to what Paul says. He said, not of the letter. The word for letter is the word grammar. Are you having it? The same thing he told Timothy in second. The word grammar was used also in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. It says, and from childhood, you've known the holy scriptures. That is the word called grammar. Now, what was Paul communicating? What is grammar? Why is Paul saying grammar kill it? I thought grammar is the scriptures. Listen to what Paul said. Because when you read the Bible, you must read it in context of what he was writing. If not, if you take it out of context, you make a whole lot of heresy. Are you hearing me? Now, what was Paul saying? The word grammar is, grammar means the content of a writing. Are you hearing me? Grammar is the content of a writing. Now, when Paul told Timothy, he said, you've known the Holy Scripture. He was referring to something, hallelujah, the content of a writing. Now, he says, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Now he went further to say, now he says all scripture. Now, when he talks about all scripture, he's not saying all grammar. In that is the word, he says graphe, all graphe. Now, graphe means to, listen, grammar means the content of the writing. Graphe means the writing itself. Hallelujah. Now, when he says all graphe, he does not mean all writings. It means the writings which has made Timothy wise unto salvation. Are you listening to me? Now, the writings that have salvation in it are written by given by the inspiration, by the breath of God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to our scripture. Now, he said, the letter killeth. What was he communicating? He said, the content of the writing, of your writing. Now, let's go back to what he referred to as the letter. Should we go back? Okay, I tell us to pay attention to something. While we read from verses 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Are you in chapter 3? Are you in chapter 3? Okay, look at verses 2. He says, you are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. He said, clearly, you are the epistle of Christ ministered by us, not written with the ink, but with the spirit of the living God. Not what? On tablets of stones. That this is what you refer to as grammar. In the context of what he was writing to. Now, he referred to this as grammar, as the letter. Do you understand me? Now, look, let's look at it clearly. Not on tablet of stones, but on the tablet of flesh, that is of the heart. Meaning he was referring to what? The writings on the tablet of stones. Now, let's look at verse 7. It gives us a better light. Now, from verse 6, let's go into verse 7. It says, who has also made us qualified as ministers. Oh, I'm qualified. Whenever I look at this and I get happy, I'm qualified. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I'm qualified.
I'm qualified.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the new covenant, renewed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, not of the letter, not of the grammar. Did you see that? Are you understanding? Are you following me? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He says, but of the spirit. Say, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Verse 7 also shed more light. He says, if the ministration of death. Did you see? He refers to what? The writing on the tablets. As ministration of death. He says, it was what? Glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And engraved, now he went further to explain, say, and engraved on stones was glorious. So that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, doza of his countenance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the glory of this countenance,
amen,
which glory was passing away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Oh, glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if the ministration of condemnation had glory, meaning it really had, it had glory. Hallelujah. The ministration of righteousness, he talks about the gospel that we have as the ministration of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning, if a man gets, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be talking in the light of this on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be talking in the light of this on Wednesday. Now, he said, if the ministration of righteousness, meaning, as a man, as you come forth with the word, with the gospel, if a man has sensed the gospel, he becomes righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Hallelujah. Now he refers to the gospel as the ministration, the new covenant man, the new covenant as the ministration of righteousness. Hallelujah. Anyone who gets into
Kawashataya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exceed much more in glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, for even one was made glorious, had no glory in this respect. Take note of his word. He said, in this respect.
Amen.
Because of the glory that excels. Because of the glory that excels, Paul is saying he has no glory in this respect. Now you begin to understand what Paul was communicating. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at, I want to just take us through verse 12 to 17, then we'll continue. And I'm going to be fast. He said, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Hallelujah. And bold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away, but their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament. Please be careful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because the veil is taken away in Christ. Meaning, if a man be born again, what happens? The word for veil can be like the mystery is taken away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mr. Ron. Hallelujah. The mystery is taken away. If a man comes to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mystery is taken away. Now let's continue in context that we don't miss it. He says now. He said, but even to this day, when Moses is wed, the veil is on their heart because you're not born again. Hallelujah. He said, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Did you see that? The mystery. Oh, the mystery of God is mystery. It's taken away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's taken away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go ahead. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, some people have used this verse for their own detriment. They say, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Did the Bible say so? Just to the Lord, there's liberty. So therefore, sister, shout on this brother. There's liberty. There's liberty. But liberty. But liberty for a brother to meet a sister. But liberty for a guy to say the pastor should keep quiet. Liberty for the elders to question the pastor and say, Pastor, how long about liberty? Right? Hallelujah. A lot of liberty has given. This has given birth to a lot of liberty for some people. But hey, look at the word. Read in context. It's the way the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. What was he communicating before? If one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. He said, the Lord is the Spirit. Hallelujah. And when the Spirit of the Lord is, where is he? In me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, he said, there's liberty. What liberty? Liberty, verse 3, from the veil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The veil is taken away. And we have liberty from the veil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Oh, I don't know how to read the Bible. No, brother. Hallelujah. There's liberty from the veil. Is that not glorious? It's glorious. Hallelujah. Let's just quickly look at it. But we all, with unveiled face. Please, let's look at it. Is it beholding? Oh, the word beholding is a compound word. It's so big, but we'll continue. I'll show you that later. Hallelujah. It's a compound word that uses kata. It's too long. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Now, the word used is a compound word, but yes, the meaning. Yes, the meaning. It means to see yourself. Like when you look at a mirror, the word used is the word kata is a preposition that connects a big and a small stuff together, like a mirror. One is a shadow, another one is the real self. Are you hearing me? Now, hallelujah. Now he says, we are beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now, let's go ahead. I've been transformed into the same image. Stop. He said, from glory to glory. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Don't miss what Paul is writing. Not from glory to glory, he is taking me. From glory to glory. God is taking me, he's taking me higher. How high do you want to go? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm far above. You remember this? I'm far above. Do you remember that time? You remember? Hallelujah. I'm far above. Hallelujah. I'm far above. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm far above. Far. Hallelujah. When it talks about from glory to glory, it talks about the glory from. Remember, I showed you the glory which was passing away. Right? Spoke about the glory of Moses which was passing away. He said, everyone turns to the Lord. Turns to the Lord. He said, the veil is taken away. That glory is taken away. Now, he says, now we are beholding. Meaning we have been moved from one glory to another glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's something that has happened to us already. Hallelujah. When the Bible used the word glory to glory, it talks about dispensations. Go to, if you see glory to glory, grace to grace, faith to faith, talks about dispensations. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Let's look at that. Hallelujah. It talks about dispensations. Now there's dispensations of glory. The dispensation of the glory in the days of Moses and the dispensation of the glory where we are now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? If you are with me, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. I hear the five. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Verse 16 of Romans chapter 1. It says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh, I love this. I'm not ashamed. I say, see after me, I use plain boldness of speech. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I'm bold concerning the gospel.
I'm bold concerning the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, somebody, the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jews first, you have to know this. For the Jews first and to the Greek, and for the Greek, hallelujah. Verse 17, say, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed. Look at the word, look at the context. The righteousness of God is revealed from where? From faith to faith. Not we move from faith to faith. No, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. We're going to look at the righteousness of God from faith to faith on Wednesday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dispensations of righteousness of faith. Are you hearing me? The dispensation of faith. Glory, hallelujah. And then he went further to say, the just shall live by. Did you see that? Is it in your Bible? Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's go back to our team scripture. Let's go back to where we were. We were somewhere. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm born again. I'm a believer. I'm bold concerning the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you bold? Say, I'm bold. Say, I'm bold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Chapter 3, right? Now, he says something. He says, I said, the believer has been qualified to preach the gospel, right? To publish the gospel. Hallelujah. And when the gospel is preached, the center theme of the gospel is not yourself. Are you hearing me? The center theme of the gospel is the Lord Jesus. The center theme of the gospel is Him and not you. You don't try to show yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people want to do to show themselves like Pastor Smart. Stretch their hand forward like Pastor Smart will do. On a show. No. Make sure the theme of anything you preach must be Christ, not yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. Second Timothy, where I showed you, chapter 2, verses 9-15, right? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 18. Before we look at that, let's look at our, okay. Okay, 1 Corinthians 9, 18, let's go there first. 1 Corinthians 9, 18, okay. Okay. Verse 16, let's look at from verse 16. Say, for if I preach the gospel, what I like to go some verses earlier so that you get the gist. You understand? Because you get the gist. Now, I don't just speak one verse and begin to explain it and you not catch what I'm saying. Are you hearing me? Now, so that you can get the gist, that's why I've gone a bit further. He said, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid on me, laid upon me. Are you hearing me? Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Then we go on to verse 18. What is my reward then? That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ. Take the word. I may present the gospel of Christ without charge. That I may not abuse my authority. Abuse my authority in the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see what Paul is communicating? Without charge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go up a bit. I want to show you something. Second Corinthians. I want to show you some other things. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. No, let's remain in 1 Corinthians. I'm coming back to that. Hallelujah. Chapter 15. Okay. Okay, it says, moreover, from verse 1, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you have received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast to that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For verse 3. Let's look at it. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died. Did you see that Paul died? Who did?
Christ
did. Now the central theme of the gospel is who? It's Christ. He's the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the central theme of the gospel. Don't try to bring in any other thing. The central theme of the gospel is not how to make wealth. The central theme of the gospel is not four ways to becoming rich. The central theme of the gospel is not how eloquent you are. Are you hearing me? The central theme of the gospel is not your belly. He said, I will present the gospel without what?
Charge.
Without charge. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 28. I tried as much as I can not to show this first time, and I tried very well. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 28. I could have started my study today from there, but I tried. Hallelujah. So verse 14, chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians. Now thanks be to God. Yes, chapter 2, from verse 14. I will just take something. He says, for thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Talking about the gospel, right? Now look at what it does say. For we are not, verse 17. For we are not as so many doing what? Peddling. Peddling the word of God. Do you see that? They do what? They peddle the word of God. The word uses the word to retail, to adulterate. Some people present charge to the world. Don't be like that. Now, Paul said they are not like that. Hallelujah. Say, but they serve God with sincerity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we don't retail. We don't preach ourselves. We don't preach our money. We don't preach our belly. Are you hearing me? You know what it means to preach our belly? Please take notes so you don't miss it. When we say give offering, well, it's not about belly. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? We don't preach our bowels. We don't tell you sow into a man of God and get 1,000,000% whatever. When you sow into your man of God, it's an act of honoring. I know it's an act of honor. You have to understand that. When you give to the things of God, you are demonstrating your love with your finances to see that the gospel is moved. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes,
now, he said there are some people who peddle the word of God. They try to make gain from the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding me?
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
We see such people again in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. It says, I urge you, brethren, not those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine. Word for doctrine is not the word for church principle. It's the word for teaching, right? I've showed us that, right? Okay. Ida Scania. Hallelujah. Which you learn and avoid them. He says you should do what? Avoid them. Chapter 16, verse 17. I'm in verse 18 now. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ for their own belly. Did you see that? And by smooth word and flattering speech, deceive the heart of what? The simple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, but those who do such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ for their own belly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They work for their stomach. Paul called them that they work for their stomach. Their own gain. Their own gain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They do their own gain. They do their own beatings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Agasia is what is used for their works, for their own works, their own gain, their own works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the one, see, there are different between agon, which I showed you, which is the work of the ministry, and the word agasia. Now, here are the differences that you begin to understand. It is spelled E-R-G-A-S-I-A. Hallelujah. Now, agasia means one like when somebody does a work for his business, what does he do? What does he get? He gets a gain. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Now, Paul actually differentiated this. I guess I used it only thrice in his writing himself. Are you hearing me? He used it only thrice. And we find it in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now let's look at when Luke was writing in the book of Acts, he used it in Acts of Apostles chapter 16, when he was referring to the lady who had a familiar spirit that brought much gain for the master. Do you understand me? Much gain. Now there are some people who try to peddle the word of God, doing their own works, just to do what? Enrich their belly. Do you understand? But we are not like that. We've been handed over the gospel of the renewed testament. Of the renewed covenant has been given to us to preach. Are you hearing me? Now the Bible says, not has he been given to us, we are qualified, he has qualified us to minister, to publish this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he has given us the center theme of the gospel is Christ. And he crucified, he buried, and resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is the center of our message. His resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What he has done in the believer. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He lives in us.
Yes.
He lives in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The big God lives in us.
Yes.
Not just he lives in us. My heart is his headquarter. I am his headquarter. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
it is who we are. It is who we are as believers. So don't keep quiet. Say the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
are you hearing me? We've been handed over. Bible says it is the power of God, the gospel. The power of God unto salvation. That's what we've been given. Hallelujah. God's power for salvation. I'm perturbed. I feel surprised I'm surprised when I hear believers say they don't know what to do with gospel. They don't know how to say the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You preach the gospel with clearness of speech. What you've heard, you say it out. Hallelujah. Amen. You say it. You preach to people, to those who are born again and those who are not. For those who are not, you preach to them so that their hearts will be so that they will receive the message and be born again. Hallelujah. To them who are not born again, to them who are already born again, we are already believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you do when you meet them? You energize them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You edify them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who preach the gospel? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I'm going to preach the gospel this week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's be on our feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's be on our feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Barabashabalam. I'm gonna preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Oh, Zagidon, Zagidon, Zagidon.